Now, use as directed.
Here he comes, Rich. Here comes Doug. I mean, Mr. Stefan.
Presidente.
Senor Jefe.
Yes, Senor.
Mr. Presidente.
Senor McFadden.
How are you today?
I am fine, Senor.
Why do we start talking Mexican?
How do you like Senor? I roll my R's when I'm doing Mr. Mexican. Okay, so Valentine's Day is today. But that's not the big news. No, it's not the big news. The big news is not Egypt. Egypt's future
really?
In the hands of the army. I'm looking at some of the headlines over the weekend. Fall of Mubarak shakes Middle East. Egypt's future in army's hands. Elation and then anger in Cairo. No, that's not the big news. The big story of the day isn't Valentine's Day. It isn't the fact that the pitchers and catchers are reporting for spring training.
Oh,
none of that
good
stuff.
That's good stuff, though.
It is, though, yes. No, today's big news is Valentine's Day in the eyes of the advertiser is over. Time now to start pimping for President's Day. It's the President's Day sale. We pay the sales taxes. You go to Vegas on us and celebrate President's Day in the city that defines life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Check out these great deals at Circus. Please tell me, somebody help me explain, how is it that President's Day can be defined by going to Las Vegas? How is that? Whose mind created
that? I can figure out a way to make Valentine's Day
Las Vegas.
It's a huge travel weekend. That's the big sales point on President's Day, is it's a huge travel weekend.
I understand, yeah.
The kids get a day off of school, they make a long weekend.
So nobody, is this the ruse that has been put forth by the union movement in our country? We need to have more days off so we can waste our lives away and not learn under the name of President's Day. What better time to learn about the presidents in school than on President's Day? But what? Yet, no, school, we're
Why
going to take
so
the day off.
Why are you so bogging taking a few days off every
Because
week?
I think
wow.
that they are, if you're going to take a day off, Don't be misrepresenting why you want. You just want to screw off for the day. That's fine.
So you think we should take Wednesday off and then take holiday?
We screw off because it's Martin Luther King's Day. We screw off because it's President's Day. We screw off in the name of veterans. I mean, come on.
All right, everybody, here's the new rule. We're working President's Day, but we're going to have Thursday off for no particular reason.
Yeah, take Thursday off. You can't do that, though, Rich, because this is the Doug Stefan Good Day program, and we don't have days off here.
You know what? Actually,
no days off.
My day off this week may be Friday.
Really? How's that?
Look at Rich planning ahead.
Because I'm going to a concert on Thursday night.
Really?
So I'll be here. I just may be a little late.
All right, so Valentine's, 800-510-8255. Notice I ignored that as much as possible. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to invite listeners all day long to do two things.
Okay.
Actually, three things. Number one, you can call us at 800-510-8255 with the best romantic, most lovable, sweetest thing you can think of about the person you would like to declare as your Valentine. 800-510-8255. And maybe we'll give you a sweet gift if we can come up with something sweet.
I like that. On your love declarations.
Right. Okay, now here's something else I want you to do, Richie.
Yeah.
I would like you, I don't know you, but I think we ought to invite our listeners to post something at both Facebook and Twitter. Would it be better on Twitter than Facebook?
Where would it be? Facebook would be a good place.
Facebook, all right. So let's go to the Doug Stefan. We have we only have one, though, that really we use Facebook page for Good Day.
The Good
right?
Day Show, right.
Right, okay. So go to, and you can find it actually, go to gooddayshow.com, and you'll see the symbols for Facebook and Twitter and all that. Just click on the Facebook, and let's have some love notes. Love notes. Because these would be Valentine's blogs, I guess. Would you refer to them as Valentine's blogs?
You could.
Yeah. We can read some of them on the air. All right, that's a good thing. That's a good way to spend some of our time here on the Valentine's Day broadcast of the Good Day program. 800-510-8255. Anybody got any other? This is Heart Month also. Valentine's Day is all about the heart. I suppose we could talk about the health of the heart. This is a story that goes back to, as I recall, having told this story pretty much every February 14th since I've been on the air. The third, I know this by heart. Don't have to go into the history books. I don't have to close my eyes and wonder, oh, can I remember? This is stuff like rote. It's like, how many times do you tell the same story? But yet, a lot of people are interested in the story of Saint Valentine. The story.
He didn't really wear a diaper, right?
Saint Valentine.
Oh,
and a bow and arrow.
All right.
Yeah, no, that's the other guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
the little guy. Sometime though, during the third century, this pagan holiday, and boy, do people, oh, they go bonkers with me when I attribute most of the Christian holidays to the pagans. Lady in Florida threw me off the station because I referred to Christmas as originally it was not a Christian holiday. It's a pagan holiday.
Yep.
Christians took it over. Same thing is true with Valentine's Day. I don't know if there's any. Does anybody go to church on Valentine's Day? He's a saint.
I don't think so. I mean, it's not a holy day of obligation for the Catholics,
right.
I know.
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway, so Lupercalia. Do you know who Lupercalia is? You're a Catholic girl.
No, but I'd like to meet
Jennifer.
Him.
I have no idea.
Ancient Roman fertility festival.
Oh.
Sponsored by or
boom,
kind
chicka,
of
pow, pow.
Was started by Lupercalia. Instead of sacrificing, started by Lupercalia. Huh. All right, calm down. Instead of sacrificing goats and stuff, which is what
no,
they did at all these early pagan holidays, it was determined that two Christian martyrs ought to be killed instead. So this was the early church, folks. You don't want to hear this about the early church, but this is what they did, the early pagans. They killed, in this case, a priest and a doctor. All right.
After they walked into that bar?
Right. Yeah. And a giraffe and a hooker.
All right. This was in Rome in the year 269. Something got lost in the translation, and this was supposed to be the story of martyrs, and then Valentine somehow or other was the one that he was the one that survived. He was the priest. And his story survived, and the doctor's, sorry, Mr. Doctor, your story got lost in the translation. And somehow or other, because it was a fertility rite, love got intertwined into the story, and then we have these tokens of affection, and kisses, and flowers, and candy, and candlelight dinners, and there it goes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Greeting cards. How many million greeting cards have been sold? Moonlight dinners. Glass of wine. And you know what happens after that? All right.
Boom.
Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I'm done with all the Hallmark stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we still do the dinner. We went to dinner Friday night, so we didn't have to deal with the crowds tonight.
Good.
We exchange some kind of note.
Like a love letter?
Yeah, something.
What do you write?
No, we just write Happy
like
Valentine's Day to my lovely wife, my best friend.
The time I don't regret any day of these
right,
10
right,
years.
Love. Okay, your love notes coming up here on Good Day. And the answer to the question, what's the best thing about dating a homeless woman? The answer coming right up here. 16.
You don't have to worry about your place or
right,
mine.
You never have to be 16 after on Good Day.
I kind of like this.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, these days, more Americans are using their credit cards less.
Which is why Rent-A-Center is making more sense.
You can get the brand you want without having to use
and abuse credit. You don't even need a credit card.
And if you need to, you can stop and pick back up where you left off.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of two Ashley sofa and love seat sets. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop
in the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Can I make a deal with you? I'll give you $100, and you can give me $1,000. Sound crazy? Well, if you're carrying a balance on your credit card month after month, you've already taken that bad deal. That's right. You've made a deal with the credit card company that could be costing you thousands in high interest and late fees. If you want to get debt-free once and for all, you need to call Credit Guard of America right now for free information. Just call 1-800-724-1077. We work directly with your creditors to lower your interest rates, stop the collection calls, and eliminate your late fees. Then we roll everything into one affordable monthly payment, so you can get debt-free and stay debt-free. It's that simple. No more credit card payments, no more collection calls. If you made a bad deal with a credit card company, it's time to get debt-free starting today. Call Credit Guard of America for free information. 1-800-724-1077. That's 1-800-724-1077.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM.
Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
All righty, so, dun, 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 dun. Let's see here, some of these love notes. You ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Alfredo says, day after day, you fill my life with love and my heart with happiness. Thank you for being my best friend, Benita. Let's see here.
I feel like we're on love songs on the coast with
Angelique
Delilah.
Writes, you're the sunshine of my life. You make every day better than the one before. You're an amazing wife and best friend. I love you. Says Rick. Rick as opposed to Rich. Let's see here.
Welcome to Doug Steffens' Love Live.
Right, there's a shout-out from Cherie. A day.
Joe.
I can
Jeff
promote.
Right,
am I going to get the reason?
Go ahead. Go ahead. Giving you my Delilah, okay?
Oh, okay, that's very nice. All right, let's see here. I've lost my place.
Go
okay.
Ahead, Doug.
Cherie, friends... from the end. This is a, I think a little gay action going on here. This is from Sherita Ann. Do I want to read this on the air?
Yeah.
In a few weeks, I'll be counting the days till I come back to see you from Dallas.
Where are you getting me, by the way?
These are all well written. These are from, actually, 1839.
What?
All right. The best thing about dating a homeless woman...
Yeah.
You can drop her off anywhere. 800-510-8255. What are your Valentine's wishes, and to whom would you like to send them? This is a good day. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden on V-Day. It's V-A Day.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Ridden. Opening number from the Grammy Awards. A lot of surprises, Grammy Awards last night. This is Jennifer Hudson with Martina McBride, Yolanda Adams, Florence Welch, and Christina Aguilera performing this song, dedicating it to Aretha. Crank it up, Richie.
Aretha has spent the last 2 months trying to tell everybody she's not dying.
Right.
And then all of these people come on stage to do a dedication to her. Right. Pretty much going, we better get this in this year.
Not only that, but that was the opening number. But also, Jennifer Hudson did a performance on her own of Aretha's Respect, which I think we have a little bit of. I'm yelling over the music, Richard.
Because you are.
Thank you. This is about Jennifer Hudson. Since she did not triumph on American Idol, but yet seemed to get she sort of molded or captured people's imagination.
She's just good people, man. She's got a good voice, and she's
little,
sweet.
Overexposure.
I don't think so at all.
You don't have to agree with me. I think she's overexposed.
Part of that is because her mom got killed. Remember that?
No, I'm not talking about then. I'm talking about now.
Oh.
Now, the losing the weight and all of that other stuff. I just think the media is really horribly persistent when it comes to a bad story, and sometimes they overdo. The woman, I think that, yeah, it's great to get PR, but there's just something about this. There's an artificiality behind the promotion of her. And it bugs me. It's all.
I like her. Doesn't bother me.
I didn't say I didn't like her. You never heard me say I didn't like her.
Yeah.
I just think that.
No, I mean, it's just so I don't get. I don't see it. Yeah, I see the commercials all the time, and she hits the shows and everything. But, I like her.
800-510-8255. Okay. As the Grammys conclude, everybody expected Eminem to take Album of the Year. Recovery was the year's best-selling album.
Oh, was it?
One of its most critically acclaimed, since Eminem had a lot in the marquee category that he hasn't, he didn't really, he has presented but not won, as it were. But yet, what's the story? I don't know this group, Arcade Fires, the Suburbs.
I have no idea, but they were all over Facebook and Twitter. People talking about their heads exploding listening to them.
And they are playing at the Jazz Fest. They're like the headline band. I mean, Willie Nelson and all these huge names
the number one
Jazz Fest.
Number one album.
And these guys get, like, top billing at Jazz Fest this year. I've never heard
of
them.
Who are they? No. No, I don't think anybody else has. 800-510-8255. Okay, here's our 2020 trivia question. Who is the youngest person to ever win a Grammy? Who is the youngest person, someone, I'll give you a hint, who's still around, very popular, and she controversy, the controversy about her love life. Sort of over.
I was going to say Stevie Wonder, but no.
Super, yeah, let the audience, Richie. This is an audience participation.
No, I want to
program.
Play along.
Yeah, I know you do. Well,
but it's a she.
Surprise. It is a she. 800-510-8255. Put your thinking caps on. Do a little research if you want to. We have some swell. We have these ski lift tickets for places all around the
Janet
country.
Janet Jackson.
We're giving away. That was last night on TV with Meredith Vieira. No. The youngest woman or youngest person to ever win a Grammy was... 800-510-8255. Sing along with us. Follow
Lawrence
along
Henderson.
With us. Figure it out.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
April.
Yeah?
So you know your charger that's plugged into the wall? It's still using energy, even though it's not attached to a phone.
That's not my charger. I don't even have a cell phone. You know what? I'll just unplug it.
I'm busy. I'll call you back.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Tired of your computer constantly being slow, always freezing, and taking forever to start up? It's time for a tune-up. Bring your computer back to life with Large Software's PC Tune-Up. See for yourself why Windows IT Pro gave it 4 out of 5 stars, and the Tech Herald gave it a perfect score of 100. PC Tune-Up removes items impacting the health of your computer. The process is simple. PC Tune-Up makes a quick backup of your entire system, scans for bad files and errors, and clears clutter to increase space and conserve valuable resources. The result? Improved speed and reliability immediately. No more frustrating messages or stalls. Just your PC at its best. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com now, and when you purchase PC Tune-Up, you'll receive Password Manager free. This exciting software securely memorizes your passwords and automatically logs you into websites without having to type in a single password again. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com and let PC Tune-Up get your computer running like new. Plus, receive Password Manager free, a $60 value for $29.95. Go to MakeMyPCNew.com. That's MakeMyPCNew.com.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select Office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi.
Doug Steffen Good Day program, 33 after the hour, the day after the Grammy Awards, the day of Valentine's, and the day before we start celebrating the birth of all of our presidents. Wow! And a lot of people are focused on Egypt. And look at some of the pictures. This is one of the great things about the new media. You can look at all this stuff almost as it happened. I'm looking at a Facebook post of a guy who's standing in Egypt today with the colors of the flag painted on his face.
Oh.
Really interesting to look at that.
Face painting, that sounds like fun.
I know.
That's right.
Come let's to have our, that booth set up.
Yeah, that's right. The booth's right there
right
in the main square.
The kissing booth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Valentine's Day.
Go by.
And the Hey Ouster Leader booth.
a little Valentine's Day etiquette on the DougSteffen.com website to help you celebrate today. Avoid some common mistakes made by especially new lovers. All right? There are several different things that you need to keep in mind. The etiquette department open at DougSteffen.com. Also, the story of last night's Grammy Awards right now, the question before us is, who was the youngest person ever to win a Grammy Award? 800-510-8255. Dean is in Brownsville. Is that Texas or Tennessee, Dean? Which are you in?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. Yes, ma'am. How are you doing today? Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Who's your Valentine today, or any day?
I'd have to say my son.
Your son is your Valentine.
That's right. Yeah.
You don't have a contemporary. You don't have a man in your life. You're just as
now,
happy.
Well, my husband died, and I know you didn't ask that info, but
I'm happy.
Now my son's my Valentine.
I'm not happy your husband died, but I'm happy to have you tell us
the
story. A lot of people are interested in. What's
He was a great Valentine.
Oh, that's sweet. So you have the good memories anyway.
Very, very good memories.
Good for you. All right, who's the youngest person to ever win a Grammy Award, do you think, Dean?
I think it was Tanya Tucker.
Tanya Tucker is a great, great guess. Not the right answer, but it's a good guess.
Oh, heck.
You're pretty warm, and I'm glad you called. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day. Enjoy some time with your son. Diane is in someplace in North Carolina. Where are you, Diane, in North Carolina?
It's Siler City.
Siler City. Where is that in North Carolina?
It's near Greensboro.
Greensboro. All right. That's close to where the radio station is. Got it.
Near my family in Asheboro.
Yep.
Cool.
Jennifer's a transplant. She's really a carpetbagger.
Yes.
From North Carolina to California. Who's the youngest person to win the Grammys?
Leanne Rimes.
Leanne Rimes, at 14 years of age, won the Best New Artist and Best Female Country Vocal Performance. Do you know what year it was by chance, Diane?
She's 28 now, and it was 14 when she won. So.
Yeah.
That would be 96, I would assume.
97.
You would be like the ultimate fan because you know how old she is.
Right. No, this is this is the year 2011, and Take Back 14 is 1997. Yes.
Right. Okay.
What do you like best about Leanne Rimes? Why do you like her music?
I've always liked her music. She's
What about the fact that she's, according to the tabloids, a home wrecker?
Well, it takes two to tango.
What? Say that again?
I say it takes two to tango. I don't know all this stuff.
it's all right. Nothing wrong with that. And listen, once in a while, you don't marry the right person, and you find somebody else that you love, and you got to move on. That's how it works.
There you go.
All right. So let's see. You're having a little Valentine's Day celebration. True or false today?
I'm babysitting tonight so other people can.
Really?
That's nice.
That's very nice, Diane. Oh, that's very sweet. Yeah. Well, you don't have a Valentine? How come you don't have a Valentine?
Well, I've got grandkids, so I like to be their Valentine.
All right, what's the story with women who are spending all their time taking care of their families instead of having a Valentine?
My wife is the same way. My wife's rich, Mitch. You know what? She wants the kids. It's all about the kids once you get to that. Yeah.
See, but I'm the romantic. I want a Valentine. I want you to have a Valentine.
Dude,
all right, Diane, you want to be my
married with kids forever?
Quiet, Rich. Will you please? Diane to be my Valentine. Diane, will you be my Valentine?
You just asked me a minute ago, Diane. I think we're going to share.
You know how fickle I am, Diane.
I want you to have. I
want you to have a wonderful. I'm going to blow you a kiss. Is that okay?
Okay.
On the first phone call, Doug?
Wait a minute. Diane, you have to blow me a kiss back.
Salsy.
Oh, gosh. All right,
here we go. I'm sending the first kiss. Ready?
Uh-huh. Oh, God.
Ew.
Yeah, that was a wet one, Diane.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
There you go.
How about one? Come on. Ready? I'm ready.
I did.
You did already?
Yeah, I was a little packed.
Was it good for you, Doug?
No, it was terrible. That's awful. I want a good one, Diane. You can't blow me a good kiss?
I've got the flu. That would be awesome.
She's doing that for your protection.
Yeah, right. Exactly. All right. Diane, hold on. Just a second. You're very sweet. Happy Valentine's Day. Aren't you a good person for taking care of all those children? Everybody goes out. Why are you laughing at Richie?
You're funny.
Thank you.
I got something special for her we can send her.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Eric, send me that. So
our poll from over the weekend, ladies, what do you want for Valentine's Day? Let's see here. 44% said some combination of jewelry, a card, chocolate, and flowers.
Yeah, we want all
of those things. Let's see.
By the way, the dark chocolate news just keeps on coming.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about you don't gain weight with it, and it's how many good things that it does for your body, and it makes your brain sharper. So, I mean.
The key is 60% dark chocolate minimum, I think, because otherwise you get too much butter fat or whatever.
All right. So the poll today at DougStephan.com. What are your romantic plans for tonight? A, we're going out to dinner. B, we're going out dancing. C, we're going to a movie. D, we're going at least to two of the above. E, we're staying home. F, we have no plans. Let's see. I should be in bed by 6 tonight.
G, we went to dinner Friday to beat the crowds.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
I was going to say Valentine'sing over the weekend. Tonight
how about you have
exercise in bed.
Valentine's for lunch?
Oh, that's what I told my dad we do. Because my dad was saying, well, I'll see if I can get reservations for No.
Really?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. That whole the crowds on Valentine's Day night is horrible.
For dinner? No. You're going to have to bring me to lunch, Jennifer.
I just said my dad and I are having lunch, Doug.
Well, I have an offer that's a little maybe different than that.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Turning down the
Jennifer, care to tell us about it?
Nope. 800-500-8255. A little Valentine's Day here. If you are into you know
could
who
this
getting?
State be our next co-host?
Probably not. The fact that we spend a lot of money on dogs, a lot of people, their Valentine is their dog or their pet. You know that, right?
Such as you.
Yeah, Charlotte is my Valentine. She's sitting on the red couch. By the way, how are you folks here at CRN Digital liking Charlotte's hair on the couch? Anybody notice that?
Oh, yes. People have noticed that.
Anybody that I should be concerned about?
Just watch your tires. I'm just kidding.
Wow.
Nice. Just kidding.
Wow. Yeah, just you don't take a brush and brush off the hair when you leave?
No, because I...
Why do you need to? It's all on the couch already.
Right.
It's like a grooming appointment.
So I'm just wondering if people, when they come in here, look at that couch and say, what's that on that couch? And Jennifer says, that's Charlotte's hair. She loves that couch. She spreads out on that couch and goes right to sleep.
It's a good couch.
You're usually a better guest than that, Doug.
I am, Rich.
When Doug stayed in my house, he made the bed when he left.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so at least you could do is clean the hair off of Jennifer's couch when Charlotte gets up and leaves.
Well, but I will at the end of when I go home in the end of March, his birthday. Yeah. Oh, I'll clean it.
Yeah, doing it at the end of every day is just futile because it's going to get dirty again.
52% of people in surveys said greeting cards were the most popular gift option. Jewelry, 17%, planning on buying their loved ones something sparkly. We're spending more money this year, you knew that, right, than we did last year. On general terms, it looks like consumers are spending, let's see here, the average person who's actually doing something, giving something, $68 on their significant other or spouse.
I heard a statistic this morning that 48% of women will not be buying their husband slash
boy. Anything.
No, there's a different stat for boyfriend versus husband.
Oh, is there?
A gift.
Ah.
And so we usually don't trade gifts on Valentine's. You have flowers, cards, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But this year I think I'm going to have to go out and get the gift because she's been dropping the hint.
Really? What's the hint? What is she looking for?
She wants one of these Pandora bracelets in the worst kind of way.
They're expensive, those Pandora
bracelets. All right, so a number of people, here's how it breaks down in terms of where you go to get your goodies. Discount stores attributed about a third of the... people who were surveyed said they would go to a discount store as a shopping destination. Department stores, 30%. So about 34% going to discount stores. What would be an example of a discount store? Target or is that what we'd consider a
discount? Yeah, like
maybe a K Jewelers. Is that a
department store?
Walmart is a discount store.
Walmart, okay.
Yeah.
Well, no, the specialty stores would be the jewelry stores, I would think. No, wait a minute. The jewelry store is 9%. Specialty store is 20%. People buying online, 18%. Wow. 30% for the specialty stores. The florist, 16%. And let's see here. How many of you are sending your children to school with something for the teacher?
Oh, you have
Apparently, that's it.
Yeah, Janet was up last night.
And you have to do your little cards, and you have to decorate your little shoebox and have a mailbox.
All right, so we have all these things going on here. It's Valentine's Day. You can put a comment on Facebook if you want. Send an email to Doug at DougStefan.com. Call us and share. It's all about sharing. Here's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Caleb, technician from SafeLight and Cindy Rowe.
My last customer had me repair a small chip on her windshield before it could crack. She asked me if the repair would last a long time because she wanted to sell her car next year. I told her our repair resin is scientifically proven to stay stronger, last longer, and it won't yellow over time. Plus, thanks to her insurance, our repair was no cost to her.
Windshield chipped? Visit any of our 16 locations and we'll repair it. No appointment necessary.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
For years, consumers have speculated whether or not the nation's largest cell phone carrier will sell the iPhone. Now that it's happening, people are wondering if the company's network is prepared for the popular smartphone.
Well, Verizon Wireless has made a significant investment, more than $770 million in California last year alone, to handle the increased data traffic from all of our devices, including iPhone 4.
That's Ken Mouchet from Verizon Wireless, who also tells us this version of iPhone 4 is unique because it comes with a personal hotspot to connect up to five Wi-Fi-enabled devices to the Internet at the same time. The iPhone 4 is the most innovative phone in the world, featuring Apple's stunning Retina display, the highest resolution display ever built into a phone, resulting in super crisp text, images and video, and FaceTime, which also makes video calling a reality. And you can find it at your local Verizon Wireless communications stores and online at www.verizonwireless.com/iPhone. I'm John Tridden.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot,
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
What?
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly for your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Let's see here. Champagne, $9.99.
Ah, good stuff.
Not bad.
For today. Is that not bad? Corbell, is that a good Jennifer's freshen- our expert?
Get the Freshenay. That's my favorite. It's
so
about
what is it?
$8.
What's it called?
It's called Freshenay.
Really?
Freixenet.
For anybody who's interested, apparently I got an email from folks because, you know, we had a lot of promotion for Pro Flowers, the biggest year they've ever had.
Good.
Good.
Roses all over the place. Here's a heart-boxed Valentine chocolate set being sold for $25. Is that a good deal? I don't buy any of this stuff, so I don't know whether it's a good deal or not.
But for your Valentine today, aren't you going to bring something to
the Yeah, you can't show up empty-handed.
It's Valentine's Day.
It'll be one and done as far as the dates go.
I hadn't really thought about that, but maybe.
Okay. I know I'm right. You'll be so out in the cold if you don't bring something.
Right. Yeah. No, no, I don't think that's what.
Even if it's a first lunch type thing.
Yeah, second. No. All right, so anyway.
Now you definitely have to.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Totally.
All right, let's see here.
Better run your butt upstairs for those $18.99 roses.
All right, we have a Ralph's right over us here.
Phew.
No, no, it's something else. Anyway, let's see here. Ralph, what did I say? Ralph, which one am I doing? Oh, no, Mickey. A part of you has grown in my heart. So you see, it's you and me together forever, never apart.
Love, Minnie.
All right. Here's Sue who says, happy 52nd Valentine's Day. I love you. Jeffrey writes to Sandy, I love you. Happy Valentine's Day. In case you didn't know, I'll be loving you always and forever. Now, see, if we'd have planned that right, we'd have had, who did that song, Always? Always and forever.
Oh.
I'll be with you. You know that song. Always and forever. Let's see here. To the love of my life, Jerome, you're the best. You have fulfilled my life in so many ways. I look forward to every new day with you. Thank you, Jacqueline. See, the reason I'm going through some of these as you send them along is because I think it gives other people ideas. Sadly, not everybody has a great imagination. They don't always come up with things that are clever. But just the old expression, it's the thought that counts. Yes, it is the thought that counts. It really is. Here's a Jim sending to Glenda, glad you took a chance with me. 8 years later, you make my life complete. That's always, that's a great thing to say to somebody. You, Richie, you make my life complete.
You complete me, Doug. Aww. You make me
you
a whole
had me
person,
at hello.
Richie.
That's right. No, you had me at, show me the money! 51 after.
How many times must I
show me the money?
Or I can talk.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-877-814-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-814-MY-TV. 1-877-814-MY-TV.
Barracuda.com.
Over the scene of the water main break is on Main Street at Whitaker Road. Right now, traffic.
Hey, smooth. That Rich McPatty is nothing if he's not smooth.
I am a professional.
Rich is at the controls. Or more, maybe more or less is at
the controls are at me.
Yeah. The time is 54 minutes after the hour. It is Monday the 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. Can you guess which former major cell phone manufacturer has announced plans to return as a major contender? Remember that line?
I'm going to be a contender.
You know, I could have been a contender.
Right.
That was Marlon Brando, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
Well, he's not here, but Alex is. Alex Goldfein, our technology tailor, will answer that question about the new major, or who could have been a major contender next year on Good Day.
Hi, it's Alex Goldfein, the technology tailor, and I want to tell you about a great easy way to back up important files in your computer. It's called My Media, and you can use it to back up and protect all your digital pictures, music, movies, and documents online. Set it up once and backup happens automatically. But this is more than backup. View your pictures, listen to your music, and enjoy your videos from any computer or iPhone anywhere. It's safe, secure, and encrypted, and it's only $5 per month. Go to mimedia.com. mimedia.com.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfein.
After too many years of watching the smartphone world pass it by, Nokia is finally doing something about it. In the big technology news of last week, Nokia announced it was abandoning its software platform called Symbian and partnering with Microsoft. Nokia will outfit its new smartphones with Microsoft's Windows Phone 7 operating system. These phones will compete directly with Android phones and the iPhone. And now, at least, the fight will be more fair. Microsoft's most recent phone OS is quite good. It is, dare I say, elegant even. If you want to know the terrible position Nokia has found itself in after years of falling sales and market share, you need to hear what its CEO, Stephen Elop, wrote to the entire company in an internal memo. Quote, Nokia, our platform is burning. Close quote. Bravo, Mr. Elop, for your awareness and for acknowledging your problem, and most importantly, for doing something about it. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin nasal spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Which brings us to the final round. If you are what you eat, then what am I?
Pasta puttanesca.
Correct. Mary had a little lamb. What was its name?
Lamar?
Correct.
Thank you.
What can you now watch instantly with Netflix?
Oh, unlimited TV episodes?
Correct.
Watch
unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
I was interested to see the headline of the Wall Street Journal over the weekend. Nokia gambles on a Microsoft lifeline, adopting Windows software for smartphones. They're trying to compete with Apple and Google, right?
That's just what Alex talked about, yes.
Yeah. Well, no, really, Richie. Really? Yeah, I must be a genius.
You are. Psychic, almost.
Followed it right there. It's perfect. Now, here's another item that is on people's minds when it comes to technology. We are noticing in the radio business a lot of noise from Pandora. I don't know. Most people know what Pandora is by now, right?
Mm-hmm.
In case you don't know, it's basically a music choice.
Online music service, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. They want to, the fellow who runs it says, I want to bury radio. Why would he want to bury radio? Why would he want to coexist? Why would you say something stupid like
that?
Yeah,
that's a bad thing.
It is really.
Because you want to go, oh, I'm a man.
Right. Yeah, but the radio helps promote Pandora. Now, we'll take Pandora to task. Meanwhile, they're about ready to do
all of
IPO.
The people that come to your service to listen to the music, where do you think they discover that music?
Right, exactly.
Dummy.
So, that's just kind of not very bright. I don't see that. I want to be in every single car, on every single phone, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Okay,
good luck. Guess his head's growing a little bit too big for his britches.
Maybe that's why it's stuck where it is, Richie, where the sun doesn't shine.
Apparently.
It out. Might be a problem there. By 2014, more than 70% of all consumer electronics products will be connected to the Internet. You think that's true? 70% of all consumer electronics will be connected to the Internet in the next couple, 3 years.
Including your toaster.
Yeah.
Right. Thank you very much. And what else? Light bulbs, everything.
Everything.
Yeah. Connected.
Oh, light blew out at home. Better stop at the home store and get some new ones.
Right. All right, 59 past the hour. Consumer electronics and technical equipment on our